California has a glut of nuts. Overproduction of almonds has dropped prices and nearly crushed the once lucrative industry. Now that's a buzzkill for Northwest beekeepers. Correspondent Anna King explains.
So we're in the middle of the bee field. You look around, you can see bees everywhere.
I'm with Alan Woods in Centralia, Washington. That's south of Olympia. We're standing in the middle of his 90 million bees. Woods heads the Washington State Beekeepers Association. He says beekeepers lose about 30% of their hives per year now. Woods is also a Christian pastor, maybe even a bee pastor.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people about God and bees at the same time. So yeah, you could say that.
Beekeepers rent out more than 2 million hives from around the country to pollinate California almonds. That includes hundreds of thousands of colonies from the Northwest. Washington State University honeybee researcher Brandon Hopkins watches over the industry closely.
Yeah, so they're just a little bit upset today because there's not a lot of bloom occurring here.
In Othello, he's prying the waxy hives apart to take samples of the honey and larvae. Hopkins says bees wake up weak from winter. Pollinating almonds nourishes them with an abundant flow of nectar and pollen. Much stronger after their trip to California, colonies often double their numbers and split in two. But Hopkins says this year, fewer hives went to California. Some almond orchardists couldn't afford the critters. Others are trying to scrape by with fewer bees than normal.
If a half a million colonies don't go to almonds, then you have a half a million colonies that sort of miss that really early spring buildup. And so you have sort of fewer colonies from which you can do these early spring splits and things like that, right?
He says those half million colonies mean ultimately a million colonies missing in the commercial bee ecosystem. That's a $100 million hit.
I think what's maybe not so well known is how much support the almond industry has really provided all the other industries that depend on honeybees for pollination.
That includes Washington and Oregon apples, cherries, and vegetable crops. Attention. Now we're on Bud Wilhelm's farm in Royal City. He didn't take all of his 8,000 colonies to California this year. It's a big risk. Shipping costs, feed for the bees, hotels for workers.
I think it was wise on our part to hold back some hives, especially as some of these individuals that I thought for sure would pay, you know, who are in a strong cash position, who know me personally, you know, they're struggling to find the money to get us paid for those services.
Wilhelm says bees are a sensor of things across the wider agricultural ecosystem. Many in ag are struggling right now. For the first time in his 15-year business, Wilhelm is seeing growers needing payment plans to cover his pollination services. He says farmers are tough, but
even through all of that resilience, even through all of that strength and that hope and that faith that these farmers have, they get to a point where they just financially can't do it.
Wilhelm says for almonds and bees, he hopes for a brighter day. I'm Anna King in Royal City, Washington.
This story is a collaboration with the California Report.